And I can ask you about who all were there. I don't know. About calling the names or something.
Yeah, well, okay, that would get it. Who all was there. But what about if, say, I'd been to church on Sunday and you didn't get a chance to go and you were asking me about it later on and you wanted to know what the preacher said, everything that he said, what might you ask me?
I'd ask one of his texts, one of the preacher's texts.
I see. A minute ago you said you might ask who all was there. Would you ever say, well, what all did he say?
I know you couldn't remember all that he said. I might ask his text. People catch me that way sometime. It was the preacher's text. I always try to remember his text so I can tell him.
Right.
But I can't remember everything he said.
Well, let me ask you about this expression. You might say, if no one else will look after them, you'd say that they've got to look after them.
I will.
Or, let's say, well, if no one else will look after them, they've got to look after...
They're surely not themselves.
Well, possibility. Or what about, you might say, well, if no one else will do it for him, he'd better do it...
Without his brother, I will.
Or you could say, well, if nobody else will do it for him, he'd better do it
himself.
Tell me about different types of bread you know about.
Oh, yeah, I know about biscuits and cornbread and rolls, wheat bread and all that kind of rye.
What about...
I don't like it, though.
Don't like rye bread? Well, what about this bread that you buy in the store? You know, it's already packaged. What do you call that?
I call it light bread.
It's light bread?
Light bread.
It's light bread. You mentioned biscuits. There's something else that you can make. They're bigger than biscuits. You usually make them in a pan. Pans have, you know, these little holes, containers where you can pour the batter in. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of like biscuits, but they're a little bit bigger.
So they got a hole in them?
Well, some pans that you can make this in have these, well, they're not holes, but they're places that hold the batter, you know, that you can pour it in and cook it that way.
What you mean, waffles?
Not exactly. I was thinking more like muffins.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the way you make muffins?
Or donuts? I thought you were just talking about donuts.
Have you ever seen anybody talking about donuts? Have you ever seen anybody take some of that donut batter and just take a lump of it and cook it that way without a hole?
I did when I get tired of making holes in it. Cook it in a flat cake.
Do you still call that a donut or what?
No, I just call it flat cake bread.
Flat cake? Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned cornbread. Have you ever heard of, I was talking to you about a fireplace yesterday. Have you ever heard of any type of cornbread that you could cook in front of a fireplace like that? Maybe cook it in the ashes or something like that?
Mm-hmm. A very tough one. Called a corn pone.
Corn pone? Mm-hmm. Was that just one big piece of cornbread?
Sure, yeah. Corn pone. They're just good greens.
All right. Well, what about, something that's made out of cornmeal? It's about half the size of your fist and round. Has onions in it. People like to eat it with fish.
Oh,